must have been 1950. And I just felt awfully unwell. And I actually went to the casualty department of my own teaching hospital, and they got me admitted, and my diabetes had become unstable, and I had lots of lymph nodes up in various bits of my body, and I had the diagnosis of glandular fever made, and I was off at the medical school for, I'm not sure exactly how long, but it must have been about a couple of months. And I know that when I went back, I was still feeling really rather tired. But, okay, I coped, and it was okay. Yes, I went to casualty, and I was admitted from casualty, under the care, again, of Professor Keckwick. But the person whom I remember most was a certain John Friend, who was senior registrar in that department at the time, who subsequently went up to Kiel, or Stoke-on-Trent, as a physician. And he was very kind indeed to me, and was very helpful, both in educating me a bit more about my diabetes, and indeed, I think, helping me towards realising what I could and couldn't do, and trying to disabuse me of the idea that I had acquired in my earlier teenage years that my prognosis for life was really very poor.
Where had you acquired that idea from?
I'm not quite sure, but I think from my parents. And I don't think that this was ever in a precise way articulated, but they clearly had the expectation that I wouldn't make old bones, and clearly had the expectation that they would be attending my funeral rather than that I would be attending theirs.
Your father wasn't a diabetes specialist, so where did he get his information about diabetes from?
Where did Dad get his information about diabetes? There was a very good book, or perhaps it was a series of books, by the late R.D. Lawrence. They were entitled, I think, The Diabetic Life. And I think Dad got most of his knowledge from there. I subsequently, after I'd qualified, when I was doing my first medical house job, I actually met R.D. Lawrence, who came across to me as quite a different sort of person from the one that my dad had thought he would be from reading his books. I don't think Dad got any other source. He may well have attended meetings. He may well have chatted to various people, but I'm afraid I just don't know. I just don't know at all.
Just quickly on the subject of R.D. Lawrence, and how did he come across as different from his books?
Oh, the book, I gather, gave the impression that he was a bit rigid and...